We're good.
We're good. Listen, we got these new iPhones. You know what I was listening, right there?
What's that?
For a second, I was just hearing the sound of a beard hair on this pop filter. It's like crinkly.
Crinkly?
Yeah, it's like a crinkly kind of sound. It's very subtle, but my headphones are loud, so I can pick it up. We got these new iPhones in. That would be the 14. I don't know if you've heard of such things.
Only the Pro.
This would be an iPhone 14 in my hands in the new blue color. It's still sealed. I will also have in my hands an iPhone 14 Pro, a deep purple, still sealed.
Okay.
And lastly, the Big Daddy, the Pro Max in the new deep purple. Also, there's a video coming up on Unbox Therapy, as it would be. It's in the works. I'm formulating some ideas. And I don't, listen, when that video goes out, I don't want anyone to get too crazy. I don't want anyone to be too fired up. Because, yes, you may be compelled to click, but I want you to come in there with an open mind and an open heart.
I heard that
there's open heart surgery. You understand?
I heard there's going to be turkeys.
Oh, man. I have a little baby and he cackles. He goes, he does that. I'm telling you. Not even a year old. He does that.
Future supervillain.
I go and do the same thing back to him, and I think maybe that's where he got it from.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. It's amazing. Their abilities. But yeah, I guess I'm going to take a slightly different angle. It's not anything you don't know, but you might be curious to find out some of the facts behind this video concept I'm working on. So I guess I'm just promoting that right now. I'm saying when that video goes up, about the iPhone 14s on Unbox Therapy, go watch it, please. Thank you.
I'm excited.
I think you might watch it. A guy like you will.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to know.
Seeing as how you work here, maybe you'll take a peek.
Sure.
What's Apple doing? They're warning people iPhone 14 users may experience issues activating iMessage and FaceTime out of the box. Yeah. Well, listen. Busy today. Today's a busy iPhone day. They came to the public. We're not talking about embargoes. The phone came to the public. Now the public is sitting there saying, here's my new phone. Can't wait to activate it. Can't wait to log into my Apple ID and fresh coat of paint. Fresh coat of paint. I found an interesting thing.
Huh?
You have a billion iPhones in the wild. This is part of the research I was doing for my video.
Yeah, you're very excited about this.
You got a billion iPhones in the wild. You got 350 million that are 3.5 or more years old. You'd be surprised by that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, like, almost half, over one-third of iPhones that are out there are older than any phone that anyone's using in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's that blind spot for guys like you that you're used to having the latest and greatest all the time. That's that blind spot you have that you got to realize the general public's hanging on to the phones for a little bit longer than you do.
Yeah.
Because you're switching phones how many times a year? How many times a year?
I haven't switched for a while.
This is a lie.
It's like maybe once or twice a year.
These are lies. You just switch phones to the nothing phone.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That was recent. That was a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's recent.
I'm going to stick with it and see how far it goes, you know.
What does that mean, stick with it? For how long?
Well, I might break it because it's so slippery.
Oh, man, it's crazy slippery. And it's
no
tough.
Knock on, like, nothing. Well, I think they have a good phone.
No knock it's on just, nothing. No knock.
No it's knock. A good phone. It's just very slippery.
But anyway, you're switching phones at least two times a year. So...
At least. Yeah. You gotta add that in there.
So here's if I tell you that the average iPhone in existence in the wild in a person's pocket is 3.5 years old, you might find it to be a surprising statistic that you need to be aware of when you're talking on this stuff on a regular basis on a show like this.
Okay, yeah. Hey, you too, man. You switch so often. Don't talk about me switching. Jeez.
I was waiting for that. Please. I just kept going and going until you pointed the finger back at me and said, who are you to be telling me this? No, but I meant both of us, and I meant everybody in this studio, because it's hard, man, when you're in this business.
Yeah.
You get blinded by the exposure. And that's just being, that's just forcing yourself to face the music. You get blinded by the exposure from year to year. For some people, it's a big upgrade. It's a big consideration. It doesn't happen all that frequently. And it may have something to do with the popularity around the Pro model this year, which I'll get more into eventually in this video. But this is no surprise to me. Yes, it's going to be a delay, a possible delay. People were nervous about the eSIM thing, which I've talked about extensively. That makes sense as well because, well, guess what? It's a lot of traffic. It's a lot of stuff happening on a launch day. I'm sure it'll get sorted out, figured out. And, hey, if you even got your device on launch day, you're pretty lucky because some people that had been scheduled for launch day deliveries on the Pro model actually saw that date slip. And I'm talking about they already ordered it. And that doesn't happen very frequently with Apple. Normally, if Apple says, buy it now, you'll get it on this day. It'll come on that day. But some people saw an extra week. They were supposed to get it on today, the 16th, and now they saw 1 week more time. Goes to show you where the interest is.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
So, there's bugs related to activation, iMessage, and FaceTime. Good luck, everybody. I'm sure it'll get sorted out. You got a new phone, and someone else wishes they had a new phone.
So. They'll figure it out.
What's going on, Kirk? Yeah, we're going right now. But you, the way you peeked in there, I figured we might as well get you to say hello to the people out there. Go ahead. There he goes. Hello to the people out there, Kirk and Bo. What a party. What's going on here?
It's like, are you actually?
It's like old times. Look at these guys over here. They're having a party. Look at these guys. They're drinking beers over here. What is it, Friday or something? What is it, Friday? Guys come in here carrying beers, smoking cigarettes. Okay. Type of guys are these guys? Leaked Google Assistant update spells the end for Hey Google. I just triggered people's devices. What? Stop it. Will, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you can activate Google Tasks without saying,
hey, there goes my thing. There goes my thing. There goes my thing. There goes your thing. There goes our things. Well, I want to let you know that one third of the iPhones in the wild. Okay.
What's happening?
Go ahead, Will. Explain this to me.
So you can do menial tasks like, at least here it says, turn the kitchen lights on. What's the weather forecast? Instead of activating the blah Google.
The what?
I don't want to say.
What did
blah
you?
Blah Google. You know, blah, blah, blah.
That's like French or something. La Google.
Sure.
That's what it sounded like you said.
Yeah.
Le Google. Le Google.
There's more reason to fear Google.
La Googly.
But,
good Googly. Mo, come say hi to the people over here. Yeah, you can't just be walking around, you're drinking beers. You got to say hi to people. So often. Right over there. You
know. What's up?
No, in the mic. Just tell them how you feel. And
how you guys doing?
There you go. No, they love to hear it. No, you got to say, you got to say that you feel a certain way. I mean,
I feel great.
No, for the people though.
For the people, for the community.
Yeah, just no, tell them that you feel that you love them, obviously.
I love you guys.
There you go. See, that's better. Was that better, Will?
Yeah, definitely.
I like this. This is the future of computing here. We can't be toggling this stuff all the time. We can't have this unnatural language. We just need to go right into it. Now, the question is, are you going to trigger this stuff by accident? Because I already triggered the other one by accident every so often. But I'm a huge La Google guy. I'm massive with that.
Oh, you think I said La?
No, you said blah, but okay. I just elaborated on that. Yeah. I was hoping, it sounded fun to say La Google.
Yeah.
As spotted by 9to5 Google, several new quick phrases are coming to the premium smart home device according to its coding, including what time is my alarm set for, skip the song, and create a reminder. But what's more interesting is that other lines of currently unused code hint at custom quick phrases. Ooh, it's the kind of thing that gets me going.
Yeah, you like these.
It's the kind of thing, like you get fired up, and you see a VR headset that you strap it on your face and you're lying there.
Sure, it's very titular.
Yeah, that's what you're... But me, I'm trying to talk to my computers.
Yeah, this tickles you?
I just don't want to... I want that interface to take off. Like, I want to be touching the thing less and interacting hands-free more often.
Sure.
In general. Just because I don't really want to be captivated by my phone or my tech as much. I want it to be servicing me. In a, like, you know what I'm saying here, mm-hmm. Will? Mm-hmm. And voice seems optimal for that, where I have a question, I need a task done. It already does this, but any enhancement and any sort of more natural language around that, I go for that.
Yes.
So if we can get rid of those prompt phrases, and then the natural feeling goes up and I understand, or I can customize phrases, ooh, that's the future.
And it would be more like a real assistant.
You know? Live up to his name for once.
Exactly.
That's right. So, YouTube, what's going on with YouTube? Oh, you go ahead. No, you got one more thing here.
Well, I think it launches with the Google Pixel 7.
Coming in October, which is, that's very soon. I got people asking me about the Pixel 7 in the public. Someone said, hey, man, should I be waiting for the Pixel 7? Or should I be getting a Samsung or this iPhone? I said, at this point, you can wait and see what the Pixel 7's all about. We made it this far. It's coming out in October. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Today, we're sponsored by Backbone and the new Backbone One PlayStation Edition. Listen to this. Mechanical, spring-loaded. This thing is super cool. I shot a video on this. I haven't published it yet. They did the PlayStation Edition now, which just fits right in with your PlayStation 5. And you throw in your phone. This is an iPhone 13. We just got new iPhones. You could probably slap those in too. This is an iPhone 13. You throw it in here, and all of a sudden, by the way, it's easy to do. Let me just showcase how the spring-loaded aspect works. You just slot. Look. Come on. How fast that was. Plus, they have this customized Backbone app, which takes all your games and throws it in one place. And I'm talking all your games. I'm not talking just mobile games. Sure, you can play mobile games. Everybody talking about mobile games. Will you do Genshin Impact, this and that? But you can also go in and you take your PlayStation games and you're streaming them to your phone in a more comfortable location. And you have an input that's more comfortable than a phone. Oh, I don't know. Maybe you want to play Stadia or some other game streaming service. It's all on there. You have a much more ergonomic kind of setup. Like for me, my hands get cramped up on the little one, just like on the phone. And so we're able to free up some screen real estate also by moving on-display buttons to the actual external button locations. Now, because this is PlayStation collab, we have triangle, circle, X, and square, making it even better for those PlayStation titles that you're going to play via PS Remote Play. You can buy this thing right now. You can shop right now for it. I know we did a clip on this in the past. It even has the PlayStation branding in the back. So we have pass-through power. Believe it or not, this thing doesn't need power because it's using the Lightning port. But you can pass through power to keep the phone charged. And then on the other side, we're getting an analog audio out for your headphones, which is key. Once again, no lag on the performance, and without an adapter, you don't have that on the device to begin with on the latest generation iPhone. So Backbone One PlayStation Edition now available, one of the best ways to mobile game.
The officially licensed controller for PlayStation was brought to life in collaboration with the PlayStation design team. Simply plug in your iPhone to the Backbone and enjoy console-quality controls as you play console games via remote play or cloud streaming services and App Store games. Go to playbackbone.com/loulater now to order your Backbone for a limited time and get free access to over 350 console games and perks. Backbone is now the official partner of Diablo Immortal. Not only is the game specifically optimized for Backbone, but you will also receive $10 in in-game perks. Find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/loulater. That's playbackbone.com/loulater. Okay.
YouTube just spared free users from death by unskippable ads. Viewers were hit with up to 11 consecutive commercials in a row. What? Who? I've been on premium for so long, I don't even know what's going on with this.
Yeah.
YouTube is arguably the most popular long-form video streaming platform. you know what? I saw that their numbers in the most recent Nielsen ratings had it at the same percentage share of viewership as Netflix. YouTube is kind of doing numbers, kind of doing business. YouTube pays creators for raking in views because each free tier viewer sees advertisement. Yeah, we know this. This is how it goes. YouTube is ending a recent experiment that saw up to 11 unskippable ads played before your chosen video began. Okay, that seems like I'm pretty sure what's going to happen with that experiment. You're just going to bounce. That's like,
sure.
Maybe that's what they want to see. Can anyone put up with it? Who is that person? We will find that person. You almost sounded like Donut there for a second.
What?
Well, the way you grunt, it was like a bit of a grunt.
Yeah.
It was like a, like that.
Well, I was reading about free YouTube.
Do people know about this Donut situation?
No, let's not talk about that here. It's going to be like another like 5 hours.
You can't say this anything. You can't say anything about it. They can't meet.
No.
No, really? Okay.
Well, wow. They can meet him.
I was just thinking.
Mo was filming him in the.
Well, I was just thinking because he's a member in the studio. Like
he's
running around. He comes up to me every time.
Just snorting.
Yeah, he comes right up to me now. But this is a bulldog for people that don't know.
No, it's a Frenchie.
Yeah, a French bulldog.
Get it right.
Yeah, a French bulldog. Frenchie slang. All right.
All right.
It's a little bulldog. You understand? And it's snorting and the. Should we get him on the show or no?
No.
Okay, all right. Never mind. All right.
I'll take a picture, post it up on Twitter.
My bad.
All right.
My bad. But there's a whole story that goes. One day Will's going to tell you guys about it.
Okay. Anyways.
This is entertainment, Will. This is entertainment right here. Okay, YouTube has always been experimenting with unskippables, and frequently they will limit the amount of it for good reason. Because you can only put up with so much of it. And then they got carried away here recently with the 11. Number 8 of 11. And somebody on Twitter says, this ain't it. Well, it's definitely not it. I don't know who. You're definitely leaving. You know what? Maybe I would be so intrigued by seeing the number 11 that I might want to sit through it just to see if they're for real.
Really?
Just for a scientific. And then they would get a totally bad reading on me.
Yeah.
Where they would think, oh, he can
positive.
They would go, I would go in the other column.
Yeah.
I would go in the positive column.
But you're talking about like 15 seconds in this case, right? Imagine like 11 ads, that's 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's varied. Some are 5, some are 30.
I don't know. Do they do 5-second ads? I don't think I've ever seen one. I think 15 is pretty much as short as they go. I don't know, though.
I think they do.
Whatever. I watch YouTube Premium. Just like save yourself. Subscribe to YouTube Premium.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of this year, YouTube's been showing an increasing number of ads before videos even begin. Redditors note how a year ago, the platform had up to 3 15-second unskippable ads in breaks. In January, the platform upped it to 20-second ads. While 3 consecutive 15-second ads were spotted in March, a week ago, Twitter was abuzz with the free tier watchers complaining about 8 to 11 consecutive unskippables. Oh, there you go. YouTube says it can happen with certain types of ads, bumper ads, since they're 6 seconds long. So still okay, six times 11, Will. All right. Okay. Would you rather watch one 1-minute ad or 6 10-second ads?
Now you're into like TikTok territory, I think, in that sense. Like ongoing onslaught.
Just said the triple T.
Yeah.
TikTok territory.
Sure. Yeah. The trifecta.
Welcome to TikTok territory.
I don't mind it.
No.
I don't mind it.
You like this idea.
Variety. Yeah.
You like this idea. The fast. Sure. Flowing ads.
Yeah, give me the 6 seconds.
You take more short. As opposed to one long. Now, granted, it's tough to know because maybe the one long could have been something you were actually interested in.
Sure.
Which would have been helpful, where it's hard to get 6 separate things that you're interested in. But anyway, in a statement delivered to 9to5 Google, YouTube confirmed that the high quantity ad breaks, which it calls ad pods, part of a global experiment appearing when playing longer videos on TVs. The company confirmed this small experiment is now over, though it's unclear exactly what that means for the future of the application. I don't know. Could be interesting. Maybe people here can respond. Would you rather have If you were forced for an unskippable, would you rather have, let's even say it's 30 seconds, one 30-second or three 10-second ads? Which would you rather have? I'm curious.
What about you?
I think I'm with you. I might rather... Let me tell you the tough part with that.
Okay.
Let me tell you the tough part. It might feel like more, even though it's the same amount of time. Mm. Just because it's like, another one. It might feel longer than it is. I would have to experience it before I could give an answer. But my gut is telling me I'd rather have the short ones.
Okay.
It's my gut. Intuition. I don't know. They're canceling the experiment for now. So we'll see where that goes. Heart Aerospace unveils new electric aircraft. Air Canada invests and orders 30 planes. You got electric, you got aircraft, two things I like, and then you added Air Canada to it?
Yeah, that's the real trifecta.
Which is like, that's a triple T. Mm-hmm. That's a TikTok territory right there. I fly Air Canada. It's the only one that makes sense out of Toronto, to be honest with you. This is not something I expected to see this soon. Now, granted, I'm guessing this is a pre-order for like way in the future.
Yeah, and this is kind of like a private plane. It's the shape of it. So it's not like a Boeing 777 or something.
No. But it's definitely not going to be private if Air Canada is buying it. They want to put you
on
it.
Oh, what I'm trying to say is it looks like a private.
Oh, yeah. Plane. It's a smaller scale for sure. But it would be a big private plane, though. Air Canada announced it invested in Heart Aerospace electric airplane startup, ordering 30 units of its new version of the first electric aircraft. Swedish-based startup. Unveiling the ES-19, 19-seat electric aircraft meant for short flights. Yeah, I guess 19 seats is not very much now that I think about it. That's going to be some short hop type flights, 250 miles or 400 kilometers of what? Of range. Wait a second.
They're talking about short flights.
What? How are you going to, what are you going to do with that? I don't even know what you're going to do with that.
Just from city to city.
I don't even think you, like, your electric car, like, am I, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay. You like this?
I mean.
250 miles? I guess. Where am I going?
You're saving the environment.
Where am I going from here? I'm going to Detroit or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eric,
I got to get to the bottom of this right now. How far is Detroit? I got to get to the bottom of this right now. I mean, it exists. That is a flight, but then you got to recharge it when it lands, and that's a big battery, Will.
Yeah, and you would also need a airstrip, right?
Well, you got to land at the airport.
Yeah.
So you're so
Pearson to Billy Bishop or something?
No, get out of here. That's right across the street. Okay, Toronto to Detroit is 383 kilometers. So that's the perfect flight for this thing. But then, like I said, it's got to land and recharge when it gets there.
Yeah, and that will take a while.
And so, I don't know. This is going to be a whole new thing, isn't it? Trying to figure out how to...
Sure.
That's 2 days in a row that this thing was not on Do Not Disturb, and I'm about to lose it. You know that, Will? I'm about to lose it on myself. About to lose it on myself. Mm-hmm. Didn't you say we're supposed to go to Nando's? What happened to that?
No, when we get the special car next week.
Was that a teaser? Because you said special car instead of... Wow. That
instead of the...
Subtle teaser.
Yeah. Okay. They'll find out.
Well, anyway, so that's obviously the issue with these. Is at first... I mean, it's electric. It's in the sky. It's all very impressive. But at least at first, it's going to be short flights. We can deal with that. We'll deal with that.
It looks cool, too.
It looks very cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what Air Canada is going to do with 30 of them. I guess you're going to be flying probably to Detroit. Maybe you can fly to Ottawa, probably. That'd be close.
Okay, yeah.
Where else can we fly? I'm just going to do like a quick one around here. Maybe Pittsburgh's too far. Can you make it to Montreal? No, probably not. Mm. Anyway. I guess it depends where you're at. If you're starting in New York, then Philadelphia is okay. You can probably make it to Baltimore. You could go from New York to Connecticut somewhere. You could maybe make New York to Boston. So, okay. Okay, well.
Yeah. Well, the idea is electric planes. They're coming out, and
yeah, and it's no different than with cars when we first looked at it, and we were like, ah, the range isn't great. And then guess what happened? It improved rapidly.
Sure.
And I think it was just funny when I was looking at a plane, and I saw that my car has more range.
Yeah.
That just kind of messed my brain up a little bit, but you're right. It's early stuff. You're being lenient. We're being lenient. It is 216 miles on the road, not as the crow flies, from New York to Boston.
What does that mean?
On the road, so you have a little bit of this to get to your 216 miles.
It's not a straight shot.
A plane would take it different. As the crow flies.
Okay. Are we back into Game of Thrones? What's happening here?
Oh, as the crow flies. Do you understand that?
Is it like a straight shot?
No.
The crow?
No.
No?
No, no. Not just that. You have that, but it's not just that. Direct path between two points, similar to a beeline. But as the crow flies, the crow doesn't have to adapt for elevation, right? The goat might. You might. Your electric car might. The crow just goes beeline, straight shot. In other words, it's not going up and down hills, which would add kilometers to its travel.
That's what I said, and you're like, no.
No, because I'm not talking about a straight line. I'm talking about a straight line this dimension and a straight line this dimension.
Oh, man, we're talking about dimensions.
You understand
now?
What I'm saying? Jeez. There's no peaks and valleys.
Okay.
Like this. Because you could still have a straight line and be going up and down elevation, which is going to change the amount of total distance traveled.
Completely the direct path. In all accesses, all
yes,
dimensions.
Accesses. The crow's been doing it, man. The crow knows.
All right.
We cut over the fields at the back with him between us, straight as the crow flies through hedge and ditch. Crows must actually do that. Crows do conspicuously fly alone across open country, but neither crows nor bees fly in particularly straight lines. Ah, so it's goofy that we say that. Okay. They don't. The lines are not straight enough.
All right.
Early 19th century appeared in Charles Dickens' 1838 novel, Oliver Twist. Wow. Well, listen. Sometimes you got to get to the bottom of something. I don't even know if I'm right or not. The fact of the matter is, when it comes to an airplane, it's going to take hopefully a more direct path than a car or got somebody on foot or a crow for that matter.
Yeah.
6 million people tried to track the plane carrying the Queen's coffin the minute it came online. Global flight tracker Flight Radar 24 buckled under the traffic, shutting some people out. Even so, the flight became the most tracked in the site's history. Wow. Wow, that's pretty wild. So the casket was in Edinburgh, it looks like, and then it had to get down to London, you know, near London. The plane was a Boeing C-17A Globemaster III, which looks like an absolute beast of a plane. And, well, yeah, people wanted to know when it was going to land because they wanted to be a part of the crowd, I presume. Even in death, Queen Elizabeth II is still making headlines and commanding attention, according to online flight tracker Flight Radar 24. More than 5 million people tracked the Royal Air Force plane carrying the late Queen's coffin, making it the most tracked flight in the site's history. On Wednesday this week, the late Queen's coffin was flown from Edinburgh, Scotland, to RAF Northolt near London on a flight that lasted 1 hour and 12 minutes within the... Oh, the electric plane could have done that, maybe.
Sure, yeah.
As the crow flies. Oh, God. I'm sorry about that. I'm so sorry. Well, that's cool. People can track online. And I guess it's not just tracking Elon anymore. Now you can track... Well, people have it in their minds. It's like you can track any plane. I remember... You remember when they were trying to sign Kawhi Leonard? And people were tracking his plane over here.
Jack.
Jack was tracking his plane.
And Vin.
And I was like, Jack, man, that's a little much. You're tracking the planes. And he's like, it's flight radar. Everyone's tracking
the
planes.
Well, that's the thing. Is this too much?
Oh.
Is this too much? 6 million people tracking, you know, a person who passed away.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like they're doing it out of
Is it out of respect?
Well, I don't know. Listen, man. This is a very famous, popular figure. How can they not be interested? These people are invested. They want to know. They want to congregate. They're affected. They're impacted. What can you say?
Yeah.
Are they not?
But to know where, like, someone is when they're not even alive is just, I don't know. I just have, like, a weird feeling about it.
All right. Hey, man, but, you're entitled. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you, Will. It's a bit strange, but it's 2022. Who knows what's going on?
Sure.
You know? You got the headsets. I'm talking to my phone. Who knows?
It's weird.
Yeah, who knows, man? It's weird.
I don't even know how to think about this.
Keeps getting weirder.
I don't know. My intuition says it's a bit wonky.
Okay. But. Well, listen, we all trust your intuition above all else.
I don't know about that.
If you say wonky, we say wonky.
Well, you do the wonk?
Well, that's how it works around here.
All right.
BMW's new Mad Max electric dune taxi climbs some of the tallest sand dunes known to man. What is BMW up to? Dune taxi electric prototype. Well, this is how you get people interested in your electric vehicle developments. You build something so extreme. Like, this looks amazing. Oh, my God. What? It's a...
That's fun, right?
It's kind of like got a Ken Block feeling to it.
Uh-huh.
Just fun and stunts. And then, like, a kind of a loose script. Dune taxi electric prototype. Look how wide that thing is. Well... They're it looks like an RC car.
It does, yeah.
Going through the desert here.
That's so cool.
Natural fiber reinforced polymer, but it must be lightweight. Look at the suspension on this thing. My God. Well, that's the coolest looking BMW ever that you'll never be able to buy anything similar to it. Oh, they just showed the amount of travel on the suspension, 400 millimeter wheel travel. Oof. Let's go.
Oh, it'd be so fun to ride that.
So stable. Look at when they look inside the cabin, how stable they are. Just floating above the sand. Ah, now they bring in a car you can actually buy.
Oh, okay.
They're like, this is what you can get, though, an X6M. And look, it's keeping up with the even cooler one. So you can get this one, Will. That's pretty cool, right?
Well, I'm getting both.
Both? Wow. This escalated quickly. They're not going to sell that other one to anybody. That's a show car. Maybe they'll bring it to our studio, though. Tell them, get it over here from, where are they? Which desert is this? Well, anyway, it's not going to happen. But tell them.
Okay.
Tell them to bring it in the studio. It would look amazing in this studio down here.
We'll...
That's a crazy stunt, too, by the way.
We'll do some jumps with it.
That crowd wasn't big enough. It was just like 12 guys.
Yeah.
Right? That has to be a bigger crowd over there.
Oh.
To make the case, no?
Yeah, they need to upgrade that crowd.
Right? Oh, okay, somewhere in the Middle East. All right. Dune taxi. Oh, look at this. That's a steep climb. Oof. You'd rather go up or go down, Will?
I would go down.
You go down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun.
You go on roller coasters ever?
Well, I just tried the Porsche. The Porsche over there?
the new Porsche roller coaster.
Which one was it?
I was just trying the Porsche over there. That was what I was doing.
Put it on Sport Plus.
Yeah.
Launched it at zero. Yeah.
Oh, that's another teaser for an upcoming video.
Yeah, really fun.
You're out of control. Will, you're just driving those around?
It's a roller coaster in and of itself.
You're out of control around here.
Yeah.
Blade Runner's universe will expand with new Prime Video series. Some of that Bezos money flowing into the Blade Runner thing. Yeah. A new installment in the sci-fi franchise, Blade Runner 2099, will be helmed by Ridley Scott and Silka Luisa. Oof, Silka. I like that.
I felt like we talked about this name before.
Well, I'll talk about it probably every time because it feels good to say it.
Yeah.
Silka. But then you have Silica.
Silica gel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just crossed my mind. I prefer Silica. The Blade Runner series for Prime Video comes after the 2017 film. I haven't even seen that one yet.
You gotta watch it, dude.
I'm gonna watch one. Listen, I'm gonna watch that one because I was obviously such a fan of the original. This will be a limited run TV series executive produced by Ridley Scott, the director of the original. Yeah, that was in 1982. I wasn't even born yet. I don't know when what year I watched it. Much later after it came out. But in partnership with his production studio, Scott Free Productions and Alcon Productions, which is primary financier of films and also helped produce Blade Runner 2049, Soka Louisa is set to take on the showrunner role. She's best known for executive producing and writing Shining Girls, the psychological whodunit of shifting reality, starring Elizabeth Moss. You know, listen, they keep pouring money into this thing. You got to have these exclusives, and you got to have a reason why I'm subscribed to your thing.
Yeah.
I saw they were trying to do something with NFL football recently, this past couple days. I saw people on Twitter weren't super happy about it. I don't know. I wasn't watching.
Oh, something about rights?
They had the broadcast, similar to how when you have some online, whether it's YouTube or Apple TV, they would go get a sporting event and then you wouldn't be able to watch it where you normally watch it.
Right.
How do I watch the NFL on Amazon? There you go. People were just irritated. But this is the new thing. This is the new situation, and people are creatures of habit. And when anything is slightly off, they get nervous about it. So, but anyway, yeah, you have to keep pouring into this IP. And when you have something like Blade Runner, you have the recognition that's already there. Mm-hmm. And the only trouble is you also have the expectation that's already there.
Yep.
And you know well about this.
And if the money's not in there, then it's going to be pretty bad.
You're talking about having this big budget.
Big budgets.
You got to have big budgets. Wow.
Yeah.
Good luck to them.
Good luck.
Oh, thank you very much, everybody who joined here today. Thank you to Will for putting up with a show that was mostly off the rails today. You never know what's going to happen on this show. That's the beauty of it. Sometimes we go up. Sometimes we go down. Sometimes we go side to side. And sometimes we go as the crow flies.